This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm, and today I want to take you on a field trip. On a bright, sunny July day, I showed up at Dead Creek Wildlife Management Area in Addison. About 40 people were milling around in jeans and muck boots, scuffing the dirt and talking quietly. You could feel that awkward tension that comes from a group of strangers all hanging out in the same place, waiting for something to begin. We couldn't hear them, but a flock of about 50 Canada geese were close by, and they were the reason we'd all gathered in this spot. Every summer, the Fish and Wildlife Department captures resident Canada geese and bands them so they can keep tabs on the size and health of the population. The department needs help in this endeavor because it involves a lot of maneuvering to get the geese into makeshift pens. So the department invites members of the public, especially kids and families. At 8 a.m., we gathered around to get our instructions.
My name's Amy Alfieri, and I am lucky enough to be stationed at Dead Creek, so I get to manage this wonderful place. How many of you have done this before? Oh, so we have a really experienced crowd. That's great. So a lot of you know how it goes, but basically we have a couple different ponds where we're going to try and capture the geese, and we basically surround them strategically and move them into a pen. It sounds kind of basic, and sometimes it can get a little funky and fun. So I'm going to hand it over to Dave Sawsville, who's our waterfowl biologist.
Our first group is right out behind the office, and we're going to try to surround them and actually just put them onto the pond that's here. We have some portable panels that we're going to use. This is the only time of the year that we'd probably be able to band geese other than trying to bait them in and rocket net them, because they are molting at this point, so they've lost their primaries, and they are generally flightless. Once we capture the birds, we're going to age and sex the birds, and we'll put an individual band on them that has a prefix and suffix on it. We send that into a national lab where people, when they recover the bird, either through shooting them during hunting and harvest them, or somebody finds one dead along the road or somewhere along the lake shore, they will send it in on the website, and that helps us track the birds. Banding is very important for the models that we use now to estimate population size and harvest rates and things like that. Vermont itself, we estimate now we have about 15,000 breeding pairs statewide. So there's 30,000 birds, and you start thinking about when they have their young. You know, even if you double that, you're looking at 60,000 resident birds. And those are birds that are within Vermont. They don't migrate north. And then during the winter, our birds generally just go down to Massachusetts, New Jersey, and a little bit into Pennsylvania. So what we're going to do is I'm going to have Amy lead one group. That's the group that wants to stay behind the gray building, and we'll walk out through the row crop fields. And then John's going to lead the group that's going to jog across the hay field and possibly have to run if the geese start to move on us. Right, and we'll get some radios to everybody that the crew leaders.
John, did the birds go in the water?
Roger.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to take those of you who can walk fast, run fast. Let's stretch out. Whew, it's hard running, huh?
It's a good workout.
Yeah, I need it. John, do you see the birds at all?
They're going up into the corn piece on the east side.
Hey, runners, deploy. There is a ditch here.
Whoa.
Okay, slow it down. We're gonna push the birds into the water. Nice and slow.
So there they are. It's what, a flock of about 20, 30?
There's probably about 50 at least in that. It's kind of deceiving because they blend in together.
And none of these have goslings with them?
These do have goslings with them. They're at the point now where they're starting to look a little bit more like the adults. But once we get them in hand, we'll be able to tell. We're going to follow them along the shoreline and then push them up onto the grass where all those people are hanging out.
They're being very quiet.
So far.
Canada geese seem so ubiquitous. Why is it important for you to be monitoring their population? I mean, it seems like they're just everywhere and people either hate them or don't care.
that's very true. Although we do encounter a lot of people who just adore watching them. They are everywhere. But that hasn't always been the case. So our job as biologists is to make sure that the populations remain stable. And in some cases, we have to take care of areas where there are too many. That's just par for the course when you have a population of not only people, but also an abundance of wildlife. And we are starting to have some action here, so.
So quit talking.
Yeah. Well, now that we're moving the geese over to the pen that we've constructed, it's a lot like herding cattle. They kind of have minds of their own, but we're like the sheepdogs that keep them in place.
Amy, get back up.
Oh, they're getting out of the
perfect water.
Yep. There we go. So the one thing that I always feel like is these geese must be terrified.
You know, that's interesting.
Am I anthropomorphizing?
Maybe a little. You know, it's for them at this point, it's about survival. They see us as predators. So
it doesn't feel good what we're doing.
It probably doesn't feel like a day at the spa, for sure. But this is really the most efficient way for us to track the population and make sure that we're doing things right. We try to be quick, you know, especially when we're handling the birds.
Move right in and connect the corner.
9 degrees.
There you go. All right. Nobody let go of the panels. Keep the corners together so they can't escape. All right, we're going to tie this corner up right here. And make sure the ones at the bottoms that you're tying are tight. We don't want gaps for the small ones to get through.
You'll be handed a bird. You bring it to the bander. Stay with your bird, because that's the most efficient way for us to process them.
So if you circle around, you see how I have their wings right here behind? Mm-hmm. And then you grab the feet. That way they can't scratch you. And just kind of support them underneath, because if you hold the wings too long, they kind of get numb. You know how you set in your leg and it goes to sleep? They'll get that way and the wings will start to droop. So we just try to support them. And then we bring them over to the bander so that they can work them up, and they'll show you the band and it'll have an individual number. I always say it's like your social security number. Nobody gets the same number.
All right, so 57 local male. Okay.
58 to local female.
My name's Jillian Sherwin. I'm here with my friends. It's my second year, and I like holding the geese. It's just a cool feeling to have their wings in your hands and stuff, especially when they start moving around, because then you're like, whoa.
I'm Tucker Kennett, and I'm 14. I guess it's just kind of fun holding a wild animal, but it's kind of scary sometimes, too, because I don't know, it's a wild animal.
92 local female. Where are the men? Now I'll put the band on, upside up. You try to make the closing of the band as tight as possible so it doesn't get caught on anything that they might find in the water or on a branch or anything. And yeah, they're big enough to be around an adult leg, so they can grow into it just fine.
94 local female.
You obviously need volunteers because this is a process that requires a decent number of people, but what's the value in allowing the public, the uninitiated, those of us who never handle geese, to do this with you?
But it allows people to get a connection with the wildlife that's in the state. Build up that appreciation for the birds and wildlife that are out there, and it gives us a chance to talk to them about the value of the habitat that's out in the state and how to protect that or manage it, you know, for future populations of birds and generations of people.
Have you ever had, since you started banding these geese, a population that you thought was either too high or too low? How does this impact what you decide for management practices?
The banding is in combination with surveys that we do in the spring for breeding pairs, and we are above our target for resident Canada geese. There's different populations that we manage. So the residents, as I said, we're about 15,000 breeding pairs. We'd like to see that down around 10 or 12 to eliminate some crop damage in areas. We had some vegetable farmers that have problems with them. Generally, it's camp owners and lawns and fecal material on the lawn. So we're trying to drop that down. We've expanded the length of hunting seasons and the bag limit per day. We also were looking at them on a flyway basis, and I think we're up over a little over a million breeding pairs flyweight wide, and so we're trying to reduce that substantially.
So this is the fun part where we get to let them go and they can cool off in the water.
In this little group right here, we had 48 new birds and 8 recaptures, so 56 birds in that little pod. So 11 adults and 45 new birds. That's pretty good. That's a nice day.